Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
How do you sell the public on accepting spies in every community? How do you get the public to somewhat accept or at least believe there's an excuse for training the children in the public and private schools to spy on their parents? Drugs. You ship in heroin and cocaine. You gain control of the police departments. You gain control of the major drug cartels. You launder the money. It gives you an ace in the hole, not just through your fractional reserve banking, but through the black market money. Then you stage terror attacks as a pretext to openly set up a military dictatorship. Then you engineer an economic collapse so you can then bring the nation to its knees and fully consolidate. Economic historian William F. Ingdahl is our guest for another 30 minutes, and we've been getting into the British East India Company, what happened in India, what happened in China, how they brought those countries down, how they subdivided it into different sectors. This is globalism, international crime syndicate operating internationally, destroying all sovereign nations and hurting the people in the process. Sir, continue.
Yeah. If we look to one of the main ostensible targets in the war on terror that was declared public enemy shortly after September 2001, that's Afghanistan. And the man who was brought in, handpicked, a CIA asset for at least the last 25 years, Hamid Karzai, as president of Afghanistan, he was brought in by a former member of the National Security Council under Bush Cheney, Khalilzad. And this is an Afghan American who is probably one of the least known and most dangerous people in the entire Bush Cheney arena. But he's the case officer for Iraq. He was special envoy of the president to Iraq, and he's the case officer for Afghanistan. Well, Karzai, it just came out in documents that were revealed by the New York Times. This isn't some conspiracy theory. This is the official documents.
His family's running the opium, and opium production's up 800%.
Yeah, exactly. And the Karzai family, this is known Afghani exiles whom I asked 3.5-4 years ago in Europe. I said, what's your estimation of this fellow Karzai? He said, well, he's the opium boss of Afghanistan. This is well known.
Not only the Unicol executive. So this is just out in the open. And when you hear about our troops raiding opium fields, that's the few pockets that aren't controlled by Karzai. So the only war over there is a war over opium, just like what we have, a war over cocaine in Colombia right now.
Yeah. And the how many billions of dollars does the U.S. taxpayer pay for this mess in Colombia? Uribe is essentially a puppet of the Washington administration, dependent on it for billions of dollars of military aid and so forth. So we've militarized a narco-democracy, in effect, in Colombia, and to make sure that the supply lines, in effect, are protected to feed that poison into Mexico and from Mexico into the United States and destroy whole generations.
And Mexico's having 50 drug-related murders a day. It's spilling into the United States, and the public's calling for a police state to save us.
Yeah. Well, that's the predictable response, and that plays beautifully, I think, into the hands of where the power elites want this thing to go. The signs of a police state lockdown in the United States at the slightest provocation are getting so stark that it makes your hair stand on end if you have any hair left at all after some of the things that have been going on. There are reports of over 800 former military bases across the United States. You know, Rumsfeld was very good about budget consciousness and closed down all sorts of military bases, including Fort Dix in New Jersey.
Those are really clandestine martial law takeover command centers. Stay there. Let's talk about that when we get back. Stay with us.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The worldwide narcotics trade is controlled by Western governments, predominantly the United States of England. They will go in and put a government in charge to even up production. It is mainstream news that it is legal for international bodies and governments to invest heroin and cocaine money in the New York Stock Exchange. Money laundering, all of it is completely legal for the elites. But if they catch your teenage son with marijuana, they're going to prison. That's why they wage war. 87% of drug users, illegal drug users, only use marijuana. So they need to keep that phony war going as a pretext. You've only got about 13% of drug users that use the heroin, cocaine, and other things. One of the only scourges that isn't government controlled is methamphetamine. And then because the government controls the ingredients to that, the makers of it have to mix scores of chemicals, and then that's what makes it so much more toxic and is killing so many people. So it'd be bad enough to have pure methamphetamine on the streets, but they, of course, the government makes that to where it's made with toxic waste, and so it kills people. I mean, just whatever they touch is pure death. And they know what they're doing. They're completely and totally ruthless. William F. Engdahl, they're taking over the food systems, the GMO, the stomach and intestine cancers are off the charts. Everything by design, and they're only intensifying it. Where do you see this going? I mean, they've shown their hubris. There's no level they're going to stop at. They're funding the social services to grab over 1 million children a year. They're only building more prisons. They're converting much of the economy over into a militarized police state domestically. The defense contractor companies are running the face scanning and license plate running systems, the threat fusion centers on a county-by-county basis are being federalized. The left thinks that martial law is going to be declared this week by George Bush. Martial law, as you said, is already here economically. It's an incremental militarization with the brigades activating with the announcements of microwave guns to be used against the American people. Where do you see all this going?
Well, there are any number of scenarios, but as you point out, all the executive orders have already been signed and put in place to mobilize people into forced work camps like the Nazis did in Germany, to seize property, seize housings, relocate communities, and take federal control of all of the functions of the economy if the president signs an order declaring a national emergency. And that could be almost anything. One scenario I've heard, and I just throw this out that people keep this in mind, God forbid that it happens, but it has happened to other American presidents. Let's imagine a scenario if a certain Democratic candidate is elected and takes the oath of office next January. There was a whole series in the New York Times over the weekend about the fact that Sarah Palin, this fanatical member of Joel's army, this fanatical Christian sect that has nothing to do with the traditional Christianity, but is very powerful in certain military circles and certain intelligence circles in the U.S., that in her campaign rally, she's fanning hate where people shout and they get so whipped up with frenzy, they shout out, "Kill Obama, kill Obama, let's kill the bastard." And as the New York Times points out, that's a fairly unhealthy climate to create as background noise. But that could be a cover for another CIA assassination of something if the elites decided they wanted to take out the president and declare a state of emergency. Any number of things are possible. It's gone so far down the line. When the Congress buckled under with this fake protest organized by McCain, after this little antic, they buckled under and gave exactly what Paulson wanted in the first place. Paulson and his sidekick, as you point out, Cash Carey, the Patriot Act in the financial realm, that, you know, there is no institutional opposition that's visible on the horizon at this point. It's a slow motion coup d'etat or a police state takeover by these elites. I think they're desperate. I think, frankly, this is aspects, this is an empire in terminal decline, like the Roman Empire in the 4th century A.D.
But it's such a vicious, wicked empire. Empires have always been based on slavery as one of the main pillars that support it. And so how do we have slavery today? Well, they introduce addictive compounds, drugs, into the society. They use that to corrupt the police and military and the constabulary. Then that increases crime because the drugs are very expensive, and so the drug addicts go out and rob and steal to get it. Then that's used as a pretext to expand the police force. Then the police force is moved into mainly policing and running intelligence operations and spying on the citizenry. I mean that is so cold-blooded to ship the drugs in and then have cops being killed, citizens being killed, the drive-by shootings, everything that's associated with black market wars, and that's only one facet to what these people do. I mean, they are truly wicked. They are truly cold-blooded, and they want a global depression. They want a global collapse so that they can reorganize things and pose as the saviors throughout the process. The big question, as Ron Paul and others have said, can we expose that it's them orchestrating this and then use the calamities they've created as a pretext, you know, to wake the people up against them, or will they be able to use it as a pretext to sew up total control?
Yeah, I think it's a toss-up right now. I think if people... one thing that the American people have historically is an incredible capacity to get angry when they really finally get the picture. Now, you can look back historically, Alex, in the post-war period at the tens and hundreds of billions of dollars, probably into the trillions of dollars spent by the elite to create an information cocoon around the reality that people live in the United States so that the average American has not a clue of what's really going on in the world. The GIs come back from Iraq come into a bar and sit down and have a beer and say, why do Europeans hate Americans so much? We're trying to help them. We're trying to save them. We're trying to defeat terrorism in Iraq. And they don't have a clue how they're being used. So, although some of them do, there's through the internet and so forth, there's a huge...
Well, that's what's so sad, though. There's so many good people in government who don't even have part of the picture, much less the big picture, and they get shot, they get maimed, they get killed, they get their health care cut. I mean, police that are enforcing this corrupt system, their whole future is being destroyed. Their pension funds are being sucked up in the derivatives black hole. And so, I mean, that is the big question is, will they wake up? And the people are waking up to some degree, but it takes a lot of courage to admit just how bad things are.
Yeah. And it does indeed. And a lot of people are scared for their pension. They're scared for the, you know, we're all mortal. Everybody listening to your program is at one point or another in his life going to cash in. So, you know, what are we going to do with that time? And there's a lot of examples of people in places like Germany in the 1930s who said, well, if I'm just brave and keep my head low, it'll blow over and maybe I'll survive. And that was a pretty bad experience for a lot of people.
That's right. In fact, every avenue I look now, and historically, and integrating my own analysis with all the other great experts like yourself we have on, the most dangerous course is going along with this and submitting to them, because they see that as a green light to just run wild in their hyper-dominance and control and corruption. And the safest course is aggressively standing up, speaking out, saying no to them. And just as 9/11 was an inside job and we had to start a movement to expose false flag terror that's been very successful in neutralizing the enemies, the social engineers' use of that, we have to start a movement now to expose that this financial implosion is a controlled, military-executed operation, and that if they are successful, we will go into the new 21st century dehumanization control grid.
Yeah. And I think it's, as I say again, I think it's up for grabs right now. They're in a high-stakes gamble, the highest stakes imaginable, the future of their power. And
Let's talk about that. What will happen if they don't win? Because you were talking about this confluence, you know, that some of the elements aren't going along with this, but they may be whipped into going along. I mean, what do you see happening? Or on the good side and the bad side, where do you see this going?
I see what's emerging is from China. I see various Asian countries lining up distinctly outside the dollar domination that they've had for the last 30, 40 years, and beginning to look to regional solutions. I see Russia and China moving closer together. Now, that may sound heretical inside the United States, but keep in mind that U.S. through NATO has rammed American and NATO missiles right up the nose of Moscow in the last 16 to 18 years, at a time when the Soviet Union dissolved and they abandoned the Warsaw Pact and started taking down their military. And then all of a sudden they look around and what's Washington doing? Pop, 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 pop. All these countries are being recruited into NATO. And that's a life and death threat to Russian security. So that's in effect pushing the Russians and the Chinese closer together. The Chinese are being hit by U.S. destabilizations in Tibet, U.S. destabilizations run by the State Department in Burma, Myanmar, which is a strategic neighbor of China, both for energy and for naval docking rights to protect their oil lanes from the Persian Gulf. And so what's happening is these countries say, look, this New World Order of the Bush clan spells disaster for us. We better figure out a new combination. And that's exactly what the U.S. elites, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Barack Obama's foreign policy advisor, warned against. He said American primacy, supremacy as the sole superpower depends on our preventing the nations of Eurasia from coming together because they have everything they need to be independent of us.
But necessity is the mother of invention, so they're being forced into the coalition.
Exactly. A coalition of the unwilling. And, you know, reality can change a lot of things. So I think it's one of the most extraordinary periods, because you have
Hold on, William F. Engdahl, final segment. I'm going to hear from you how you think this is going to play out and unfold. Maybe twist his arm for 10 more minutes to 40 after so you can talk to him about the eugenics agenda.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites, a parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Got a special guest announcement coming up in the next segment, so stay with us for that. Okay, William F. Engdahl, we're getting back on in a few weeks to get into the larger eugenics operation, which is stated. I mean, it's hard to believe this stuff, but it's on record. It's bad news. William, finishing up, what do you expect them to do in the short term economically, trying to set up this new international banking system that's really already there, but that is making it go public, versus what you think they'll actually get?
What I think is emerging is going to be a foul compromise from the original agenda that Paulson, Bernanke, and Greenspan and Company in the New York J.P. Morgan Chase Citigroup wanted. Their plan was mooted last week by France and by Italy, two governments very close to the Bush administration in Europe, and it was shot down very, very strongly by the Germans and several other countries. So I think what's going to emerge in the next months is going to be a very, very difficult period from the standpoint of Paulson's agenda, the New World Order agenda. And it's this battle between a national solution, which the Germans are opting for, and this global solution, which is kind of this global control the money, you control the world scheme that Paulson and friends have created, this securitization to try to bring a giant step further. And it's going to be up for grabs. It's going to be extremely dangerous. How it's going to unravel into the new year. The other thing is that makes this thing so so hairy for Paulson and Co. is the fact that the resets on not the subprime, the resets on the subprime have peaked and are starting to ebb. But now we have a whole new wave of resets that kick in this month, October 2008, and peak in October 2009 for so-called Alt-A, the next tranche of mortgages of toxic waste.
And then not just mortgages, credit cards, home improvement loans, car loans. It is all coming due as the real economy implodes, overlaying that with at least 20% inflation, already 15, but 20% compounded by next year. This is going to be hellish.
Yeah, and these resets, I mean, this pre-programs, it's like the tsunami, just wave after wave after wave. It's going to be a devastating thing, and that's why Paulson wanted to militarize the financial system under his command, or under the command of Cash and Carry, I guess we can call him, but directly in the hands of the elite. And if that doesn't become an election issue in this campaign and get taken on directly, then there's something seriously wrong with
the
American
body. For those that don't know what a derivatives reset is, and these credit default swaps and all these securitized debt, explain what them coming due means.
Well, this isn't a derivative reset. It's a home mortgage reset on the interest rate. These were...
But those have then been sold in as securities, so that causes that blow-up.
Yeah. They were bundled into giant securities of $1 billion worth or $500 million worth and sold to pension funds because Moody's and company gave them a AAA rating, got a little bit of insurance on the edge, and packaged them as good as gold, good as U.S. Treasury bonds, AAA, and paying a much higher yield. Well, the underlines are these mortgages, and the mortgages for the least creditworthy segment of the population, or a whole chunk of it, 40% on the bottom in terms of income, those go into reset. So the defaults, the walking away from homes, and a lot of them were speculative. You know, people buying a home as a spec home and flipping them in 3 to 5 or 6 months or 3 years before the reset takes place. They're just going to walk away from those homes, and the banking system is going to be choking in empty homes. Ghetto gangs are already moving into neighborhoods in Ohio, California, and elsewhere.
Are you kidding? They got mountain lions moving in into California into major neighborhoods and bobcats. I'm sure. Well, yeah. William
really?
M. Engdahl, it's been an amazing interview. And bottom line, the establishment is massing all the money and power into themselves at the expense of the dollar down the road. What are they going to do in the last minute we've got when everybody finds out the dollar's been turned into toilet paper?
Well, the dollar has been strong primarily because the hedge funds and others have to come up with dollar assets to shore up their position, so they're getting out of Japanese yen, euro positions, and so forth. That's going to play out fairly soon, I think, within in the next weeks. And once that's over, the reality of the disaster that is U.S. economy going into an economic depression like in the 30s, that's going to hit, and there's going to be very little inclination by the part of
foreign. Are you saying guaranteed depression?
I don't see anything that gives an indication it's not going to be a Great Depression, probably worse than the 1930s. But the elites in the 30s had no problem with putting the population through a depression.
William F. Engdahl, when do you see the depression happening?
It's on.
It is expanding out from now. Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now. Or become
property of the New World Order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's CNBC today for the big market analyst talking about how everything's been going liquid the last 2 weeks as people try to secure their position as they dump in different securities, different commodities, different things they own to try to make up losses they've had in the market. People who've been shorting things there's many different economic devices that they've been having to liquefy their assets for. There's just finally mainstream experts everywhere talking about the fact that the demand for gold is so high that mints all over the world from Germany to the United States have run out of gold and can't say when they're going to have coins. The South African big government mint that puts out Krugerrands is out. They can't sell anymore. Everything they're mining is just going to previous orders. I wanted to play a little bit of this, then get into martial law. Here we go.
So how does your portfolio look then? I mean, just taking into consideration what Steve says at the moment, where we're trading right now, how should one's portfolio look heading into this week, coming off the back of last week, where so much was lost? Do you put more into gold? One viewer is asking about your outlook for gold over the next 6 to 12 months. Are you shoring more towards some of the currency trades instead of equities?
Well, I think coming into this weekend, there's no question one portfolio should have been flat.
but coming out of it, I think you've got to start picking out where exactly the consequences are going to fall. For example, take gold. I remain very bullish of gold over the medium term. However, in the very near term, I think that there's a risk for further liquidation to occur. There's further deflationary forces occurring, not least of which is because, as we pointed out, there's going to be a significant pull on resource from government issuance. So gold could easily play into the 650 to 850 place over the course of the next 3 to 6 months. Buying zone. Gold will be through 2000 sometime in the next 18 months. We are going to have the most almighty inflationary ramifications for what's going on, because I'll bet you that the central banks don't pull back this liquidity in anything like the amount of time that they should.
So why haven't we seen more buying in gold over the past 2 weeks alone?
I think that's a question some people have asked. I think Friday was very indicative, Louisa. Everything got sold. Gold sold off about $70 from its highs. Everything that anyone could sell to raise cash, to pay off whatever they needed to pay off, and gold was one of the things that got hit. Oil has been hit in the same light as well. Both, of course, are reflecting, additionally, the lack of speculative element. Both are reflecting economic conditions going forward and the deflationary forces around us. That will change, but that moment isn't upon us.
Let me jump in and ask a similar question.
So what's happening is, and I agree with that, I don't think gold's going to go below 750. In fact, it may not even do that. Probably won't. But the point is, that's because you have massive depression in the real world economy, not just in the United States or Europe. Massive contraction. That's why oil is plunging. There's no money to go in and speculate it up. And it doesn't matter if the dollar's devalued, because as we go into the winter season, when there's a lot less driving, it's always the summer season when we see oil spike, you are seeing the fact that millions and millions of barrels a day less are being used in the U.S., millions a day less in England, millions a day less in Europe. And so because there has been such a massive drop in the amount of people using it, because the economy is contracting and less things are being delivered to stores and less 18-wheelers are, you know, driving down the highways, you're going to probably continue to see oil drop down to maybe even $60 a barrel. But then as the inflation sets in, the hyperinflation, it won't matter if the economy has been depressed, because you're going to see oil race back up to highs, perhaps even by next summer, of above what we saw last summer. Okay, so right now everything's being cashed in. The economy is grinding to a halt. It is stopping for all intents and purposes. The factory lines are shutting down. All of this is going on. By the way, Ford and General Motors knew this. That's why they're moving to China, moving to Mexico, moving out of the United States, shutting down entire core areas of manufacturing. They're leaving, and they're preparing to have a scaled-down, smaller market in the future. That's why there's major talk of Chrysler and General Motors merging, because there just isn't room for that many major automakers at the scale we've been seeing with the fact that the economy is going into freefall. Now, all of this is being engineered. The global crime cartel, the global banking system, has to bring in world depression in the real economy so that they're able to consolidate wealth. And then all the liquidity, the only real liquidity, is being guaranteed by the central banks of the United States and Europe to be paid directly into select inside crews, a select good old boys network, where they will be the only ones that have any real currency or liquidity to do things like takeovers, leveraged buyouts. You're going to see an expanded, that slowed down lately, an expanded second wave as the prices of companies plummet, as the prices of stocks plummet. You're going to see a massive consolidation by this inner group of financial robber barons. And I would say that the next year and a half, you will see that really intensify. So right now, as bad as things are, this is only the edge, the leading edge of the black hole. As we get closer to the center of the black hole, to the vortex, the economic forces are going to be conservatively hundreds of times compounded what we're currently seeing. You integrate that in with massive increase in crime, as even people that have not been criminal in the past start stealing to make ends meet. Not saying it's good, but that historically happens. It's just a fact. People who did have a criminal lifestyle decades ago but had, quote, been reformed by getting better jobs, they are going to revert back into crime. Drug addicts are still going to want their drugs, And so you're going to see a massive increase as inflation goes up in the amount of stereos and computers and jewelry and cars that have to be stolen. There's going to be a lowering in the market, even though there's inflation, in what people will pay for stolen goods, because there'll be a glut of items being sold on the open market. You know, I already see RVs being sold all over the place in Austin, SUVs being sold all over the place just on the streets and people's yards. You're going to see a glut of items poured out as we go into depression in the real economy, and there will be a giant glut or an oversupply of goods and services. With a real contracting money supply physically on top of a physically depressed economy, with an overlay of hyperinflation, but only liquidity being given to the elite banks. You understand? That means imploding the real economy, massively increasing crime, massively increasing unemployment, putting huge burdens on top of the government funds to pay out the unemployment and welfare, which will then accelerate the printing of dollars even more. When you couple a real economy depression with hyperinflation, you have hyperstagflation. God help us. Never before seen, not even in the Weimar Republic. This is going to be unprecedented. Now, the Corbett Report, not the Corbett Report, the Corbett Report is a great YouTube channel like Enough Respect, or some of the other great ones that are out there. The Gatekeeper Invasion. Gatekeeper, I wish you wouldn't have left YouTube, even though they suspended your account. We need you there. That's a bigger viral port for you to fight the info war. But there are so many great YouTube channels that then virally go into all the other major video channels, reaching millions every week. He has really been doing a great job putting some material together. And I think in, how long is this clip, John? In this 10-minute clip, I think he boils it down nicely. Then I'll come back and break down the latest developments out of the Boston Globe headline, postponing the election. Is it a joke or is it? And it tongue-in-cheek, but seriously looks at it. But it's more of a liberal panic that George Bush will declare martial law. That was certainly always a threat, but we're under physical martial law now. The type of hot martial law you're talking about isn't needed. Okay, that may come in the future with riots and the pretext they need to sell it to the public, but this will happen in slow motion. And so the media is going to come out and say, see, the election happened, no problem. John McCain or Barack Obama, there wasn't any martial law. You guys are discredited. Meanwhile, as troops start fanning out on the streets of America, driving by, helping the police for fires, roadside accidents, they're announcing in the Army Times, oh, they're going to have the jaws of life and help get people out of their cars. It'll all be PR. You know, why is the Army here? Oh, they're helping. So you have to have that PR phase first. Then the hot martial law comes later. Let's go ahead and start the report.
During debates on the banker bailout bill on the floor of Congress last week, Congressman Brad Sherman made a startling revelation.
Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day, and a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no.
Martial law is defined as the rule by military authorities imposed on a civilian population. According to an article in the Army Times last month, the administration's threats of implementing martial law is not idle talk. In this shocking article, the U.S. Army admits they're bringing a combat team back from Iraq to continue their mission in America, and that this combat team will be assigned to NORTHCOM to assist in the event of civil unrest in crowd control through non-lethal weaponry. This deployment is, of course, in direct violation of long-standing laws known as Posse Comitatus and the Insurrection Act, which strictly prohibit the U.S. Army from policing American citizens on American soil. While such extraordinary steps toward the open implementation of martial law on the streets of America might seem like the Bush administration's last-ditch effort to keep the public in check while they rob the Treasury of hundreds of billions for their banker friends, it is crucial to understand that this is only the final stage in a careful plan that has been unfolding for decades through both Republican and Democrat administrations. Government plans to suspend the Constitution and effect martial law have been taking place behind the scenes under continuity of government contingencies first exposed in the mid-1980s and raised by Congressman Jack Brooks during the Iran-Contra hearings.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondering if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
Urban warfare drills took place throughout the 90s, with American troops training with foreign soldiers to arrest and detain U.S. citizens.
What you're seeing is real. April 10th through April 20th in Swansboro, North Carolina. This has been repeated across the country in the last 2 years. So-called urban warfare training in America. Of course, in the case of Swansboro, they actually pulled people over and searched their vehicles with the local police department. A local listener sent me this video of the Swansboro incident. You see, they take out groups of young officers from across the country in the Marine Corps and teach them that it's okay to go into American towns and cities and take over the city halls and search vehicles. In this training exercise, it became real. They become so arrogant, they just follow their orders and began to search people's vehicles. And as you're about to find out, it's not just the Marines, it's the Army, too, in Central Texas.
These drills quickly became reality, as in 2005, the National Guard was deployed in the wake of Hurricane Katrina to seize legally held guns from law-abiding citizens against their will and at gunpoint.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Police Department! Police Department, everyone home!
All of a sudden, they were banging on the front door, the side door, and the back door, and they said, let us in. I said, it's not even loaded. And I dropped it on the floor. Well, they punched me in the face. Look at my black and blue marks. Look at what they did to me.
In 2006, a secret government program came to light, which is recruiting clergy members to preach obedience to government in the event that martial law is declared. In 2007, the program was confirmed on CBS News.
If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate, get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
And on May 9th, 2007, President Bush signed off on National Security Presidential Directive 51. This top-secret continuity of government plan effectively makes the president a dictator, allowing him to declare a national emergency for any reason whatsoever and implement martial law without the approval of Congress. The plan itself is so secret that not even members of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress are allowed to see its contents.
But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us. Trust us, the people who brought us Katrina, to be competent in face of a disaster. Trust us, the people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our civil liberties. Trust us.
These are just a few of the dozens of preparations that have already been completed to phase martial law in incrementally, bringing it about in stages, so an official declaration of military rule need not even be made. But if martial law is already a reality, what excuse will be used to turn the military against the American public?
Have you heard about this new thing going on in Great Britain that Al-Qaeda written up all these Britons, essentially, 1,400 strong, apparently, in a new, what's being called a new white Al-Qaeda?
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665, and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com, or call us at 800-610-2770.
Okay, folks, we are back live. I'm going to go back into the Corbett Report. Last 3 or 4 minutes of it. And then
I won't even turn my
will continue to break down what we're going to see unfold.
Don't send your kin.
Stay with us.
Give me no talking.
Have you heard about this new thing going on in Great Britain that Al-Qaeda written up all these Britons, essentially, 1,400 strong, apparently, in a new, what's being called a new white Al-Qaeda army? Tougher to detect, potentially.
Yeah, because they're not Muslims. They look just like regular British people.
They're converts.
In 2001, Section 802 of the Patriot Act made any criminal offense, even misdemeanors, classifiable as terrorist activity. In 2006, the Military Commissions Act gave the executive branch the authority to declare U.S. citizens and residents unlawful enemy combatants and detain them in undisclosed locations indefinitely. And now, H.R. 1955, known as the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, currently awaiting passage by the Senate, will effectively outlaw dissent of the government, even on the Internet. It seems the table has been set for those citizens who resist any government decree to be dealt with as terrorists by the U.S. military. And now that the banker bailout bill has been passed despite fierce public outcry, dissent has never been more rife amongst the general population.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Yeah, John. What's up, man? Oh, okay. Fantastic. Thought that clip was a little bit longer than I had thought. Well, it breaks down the basic facts that we were discussing earlier. And when we get back after this break, I am going to go through this story postponing the election. It's a joke, or is it? But for right now, I'm just going to leave you with whatever John wants to play.
This is Aldous Huxley, a man haunted by a vision of hell on earth. A searing social critic, Mr. Huxley, 27 years ago, wrote Brave New World, a novel that predicted that someday the entire world would live under a frightful dictatorship. Today, Mr. Huxley says that his fictional world of horror is probably just around the corner for all of us. We'll find out why in a moment.
The Mike Wallace Interview, presented by the American Broadcasting Company in association with the Fund for the Republic, brings you a special television series discussing the problems of survival and freedom in America.
Good evening, I'm Mike Wallace. Tonight's guest, Aldous Huxley, is a man of letters, as disturbing as he is distinguished. Born in England, now a resident of California, Mr. Huxley has written some of the most electric novels and social criticism of this century. He's just finished a series of essays called Enemies of Freedom, in which he outlines and defines some of the threats to our freedom in the United States. And Mr. Huxley, right off the bat, let me ask you this. As you see it, who and what are the enemies of freedom here in the United States?
Well, I don't think you can say who in the United States. I don't think there are any sinister persons deliberately trying to rob people of their freedom. But I do think, first of all, that there are a number of impersonal forces which are pushing in the direction of less and less freedom. And I also think that there are a number of technological devices.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.